price anything, so they, you know.
Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name, please?
My first name is Erica, E-R-I-K-A. My last name is Frober, F as in Frank, R-O. B as in boy, E-R.
Thank you. Give me one moment. Your middle initials H?
No. And what was your name, you say?
My name is Brisa.
Brisa, you have an ID number or something I can refer to?
We don't have ID numbers, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, and you are the supervisor, you say?
I'm one of the supervisors in the fraud department.
Okay.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
I have a post office box 2435 West Memphis, Arkansas.
You don't have a physical address, ma'am?
No, ma'am, I don't. And the lady I talked to just earlier said, y'all have a totally different address on file.
Yes, we have a 4778C Isle Road.
I don't even know where this is.
Okay. So if you're saying that you did not place that order on June 2nd for $39.85 by probably doing a survey?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm going to do then, ma'am, I'm going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forward for a pending investigation. And that false claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Would that be okay?
So you're saying you put my money back in my account?
Let me finish doing the claim, okay, ma'am?
Okay, because all I want is my money back in my account today.
Yes, but we still have to do a claim.
Okay, go ahead. The air coming on.
Okay, the claim has been submitted. The claim will be sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the order. On my side, I will be issuing as well the credit of the $39.85, but the credit, though, you will receive it in 5 to 7 business days, ma'am.
Why would I have wait 5 to 7 business days?
I do apologize.
You all guys take the money out without authorization. This is not possible that I wait 5 to 7 business days.
That's why we issued you a
today.
Claim. The refund takes 3 to 5 business days.
You
ma'am.
Have no right to take money out. I have not placed the order.
That's why we file a claim, ma'am.
I don't want to hear this why you file a claim. I'm going to press charges against this company because this don't make no sense. Ain't nobody authorized you all to do nothing.
These orders are all done online, ma'am, so I don't know if somebody else grabbed your information through your phone or your device, or you were doing another purchase with another company, and they gathered your information.
Well, somebody probably did steal my information, but I shouldn't have to pay for that.
We're issuing you the refund, and the refund takes 3 to 5 business days. We cannot speed up refunds. I'm sorry.
Okay, so do I have a transaction number or a confirmation number for that?
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 9192728900.
Okay, let me repeat this. C as in Charlie, 9192728900.
That's correct.
And your name was Breeza. Do you have a last name, Miss Breeza?
Our last name is not a requirement to provide a customer, ma'am.
Okay, so how do I refer to you?
My name is Breeza. I'm the only person that's named Breeza.
Spell your name.
Brisa.
Brisa. Okay. All right, Miss Breeza. So no later than 5 days from now, I should have my money back.
5 to 7 business days.
Okay. And if I have to call back, where do I call?
You'll call in this number, ma'am.
Can you give it to me?
You can reach us at 855-427-7964.
At 427-7964. Okay,
yes.
Let me repeat that. 855-427-7964. And what is the, who am I talking to? What is the company name or what? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here with you. So we are a third-party call center, ma'am. We have more than 300 companies and more than 300 clients.
Okay. Call center. All right. All right, is there anything else I need from you?
Now, is there something else I can assist you with?
No, I just want my money back.
The credit will go back to your card in 5 to 7 business days.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, ma'am.